Clear your throats. All right, you ready? It's on. We're rolling. We're rolling. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Counter Culture Podcast. I am here with From. How are you doing?
I'm so great.
Yeah, great. So we've had a chance to finally meet each other in person. Yeah. Yeah, it does. How many FaceTimes have we been on? A few. Yeah, four, something like that. So I originally found out about you because of Aaliyah posted a reel. Was that what it was? Yeah. 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 And so Aaliyah's been on the podcast twice now, obviously. So, dude, give us the rundown of your brand. What's your mission? What do you do? Yeah. We're going to get into that. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, okay. The problem resonates with me a lot too, right? I'm a dude and I don't know jack about anything hair, but I like having long hair. And the fucking thing that I kept running into when starting CrossFit was running, my hair falls out, and jump rope, my hair falls out. It's the most annoying thing because it literally like destroys your workout. You got to stop mid workout, you don't get the same time, whatever. And then when you sent me that one, I was like, oh shit, this is real. This is real shit. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So, you started the brand in college?
Yes.
Did you have any sort of entrepreneurial, like, I guess, ventures before college? No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get a job yet, so I'm going to learn more. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think most times with business, like all of my mentors and the people that I talk to that are in business, they always say like it's never something like you can't go to college for it. You know, like you just have to learn it on the fly. You start, you make the first move and then you're just going to fuck up. And pray that you don't completely fuck it up and then just keep going. Yeah.
There's no course that could teach you this. You can
no.
Things, but
right. The other thing, though, too, is like there's not a lot of people. So, by the way, Nicole flew from Canada by herself to come here for the weekend. So no matter what you learn in school, you're not, like, not everyone is that person.
No,
you can't, you know, you can't be taught that. They're not going to, like, that's not a part of a chapter in the textbook, fly to a different country. Yeah. Where, so where do you think that you get that trait from? Was that a learned trait? Yeah. 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 How did you make it happen?
So I found a very cheap round trip flight.
Yeah.
I always love finding those.
Yeah.
I'm staying with a friend here.
Cool.
So that's amazing. It's so great.
Where's she or he?
So she's actually volunteer.
Oh. For the event. Okay. Does she live here?
No, she's also from, like, my area.
Okay. Yeah. And she's volunteering? Wow. Okay.
She takes the most amazing pictures. Her
yeah.
Sarah.
Okay. You can plug her. You can say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Photography? Yeah, she takes the most amazing candid shots.
Yeah.
This year for a lot of face shots.
Awesome. So what else did you do to, like, make the trip happen? You're staying with a friend. You found a cheap flight. Yeah.
I have more scrunchies than clothes in my bed.
She's got a full backpack. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's down there, but it's, like, stuffed to the brim with scrunchies.
Yes. I put myself in situations where I'm ready if opportunity happens.
Yeah.
And even if nothing does, like, I'm so grateful for being able to see people who I value and who I respect and who I'm inspired by.
Yeah.
And it's a win anyway. So that's kind of, like, what I did to try and make it happen.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy because I have a bunch of friends who, like, they want to do stuff, right? They want to be an entrepreneur. They want to take the risks or whatever, but they're waiting for the stars to align. They're waiting for the perfect plan. Like, is that going to make me money? Like, is it going to make me money going to that event or whatever? And it's like, you know, if you can't make money, then you got to make opportunity. And the only way to make opportunity is by taking the chance, going, meeting Gabe, fucking Kelly, Travis, you know, whoever. And that's how you create the opportunity for yourself. Gabe said it on one of our my podcast with him. He's like, it's funny, with the more hustle that you have, the luckier you get. Does that resonate with you?
Oh yeah, because you put yourself in situations that you create that luck.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, then it wouldn't happen. Yes, like, there are chances where things do not go line.
Yeah.
But you can control to some extent how those things arise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have met half the people I met today.
Yeah. Right. Never would have happened. Yeah. And some people too, right? Some people that you need to get the product in their hands, like, you don't even show up in their DMs, right? So it's better to, like, make that face-to-face connection and they understand who you are, all of that. Okay, so when you say you don't have access to, like, resources to help you out, how did you grow up? Did you grow up, like, kind of with financial stability and now no financial stability?
So, but I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's, like, a motivator for you, though, the way you grew up.
Yeah,
same. The way that I grew up, like, I grew up broke as shit, I'd go home sometimes and wonder if the electricity was going to be on or if I'd have groceries. And I remember one time with an ex, right? There was a mishap with like payment for We Energies, and I came home and all of our electricity was out. This was like years ago. And I was like, I had like a PTSD flashback basically to like when I was a kid. And I was like, this will never fucking happen ever again. And from there, that was boom. That's like started my like, I was an entrepreneur before that, but it started like the fire. Yeah. So what really sparked though the entrepreneur spirit? You had two people that believed in you. You had a product that you did for like a school project. What was it that like flipped it into, I don't want a job, I'm going to make this my full time?
Yeah. Exciting, it was stimulating enough for me, and I learned to be very productive with very little time.
Yeah.
I have to balance course work, fitness, jobs. So I didn't have hours on end to study, so I made work with like two. I didn't have like hours on end to work, so I made it work with what I had.
Yeah. Sure.
I have to keep going. There is no other option. Since then, I've redefined what it meant to like move on from certain things that doesn't fit into my life without breaking it down, and I'm able to grow away since that. But at the end of the day, I'm always running away from this fact of like, I don't want to be a failure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, what you're saying there really resonates with me. I think kind of in like an opposite way where, so I'm shutting my gym down. Boom. Mic drop. I'm shutting my gym down. This is the second time. These podcasts are going to be like released a little bit later. So actually the gym will probably be shut down by the time people watch this. But I'm shutting it down. But part of me didn't want to shut it down because of people pleasing type of behavior, like thoughts, right? And part of me wanted to not shut it down because I didn't want to be looked at as a failure. However, it has nothing to do, me shutting the gym down has nothing to do with me failing. It actually has to do with me succeeding in other areas and other avenues. How much of an influence is that in your decision making, or was it?
It was huge.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is too, right, is like most people won't even take the chance to try something. So at the end of the day, you still win, right? Because you still tried. And you have a degree, so you can fall back on like something at least, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like there's no failing for me in this. Like this is fine.
Yeah.
Anything, worst case scenario, I could get a part-time job or a full-time job at a basketball restaurant. Like I can make money. Like I don't have any like super, worst case scenario won't happen to me.
Yeah. Yeah, however it happens, who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit? I feel like, I don't know, did you have the experience when you started this business, like the people-pleasing thing, right? Did you have the experience where people wanted to like keep hanging out and doing like bullshit and you had to like tell them, you know, push them aside? A couple of things that I had to do when I started my gym was people were still asking me to like go out and drink and like go out and do whatever. And I'm like, I just spent 30 racks on equipment, like cash, and you want me to go get dinner with you? And I'm an asshole because I don't want to go get drunk and spend money and, you know, get dinner. Did you have some of that similar stuff?
I did, but I had it more when I started rowing.
So when did you start rowing? You were a college rower and you started in college. That's not normal, is it?
Yes and no.
Okay. Really? Yeah. 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 Dang. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. How old were you? 21 when you started rowing? 20?
19.
If you're in college and you're having fun, what made you make the decision to try doing one of the hardest sports there is?
So, again, I wouldn't say that this is the best reason, but I was very self-conscious and insecure.
Okay.
Because I got into the sport by forcing
the
workout all the time, I would get leaner, I would look better, I would feel better about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did have play some sports in high school and I wanted that team environment again, but it was basically like I wanted to feel good about myself.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you've said it a couple times where you're like, I don't know if this is the best reason for it. I don't know that any reason is like good or bad. As long as you like framing it that way. Like I do that too, by the way. I'll be like, I don't think this is the best reason to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. But like the more I think about it, if it gets you in the door for what you want to be doing or gets you in the door to do something that you're passionate about later on, it's not really good or bad, right? Okay. Okay, what are you running towards? What do you want? Do I have a booger hanging out of my nose? Excuse me, pause for the booger. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think if I could create something and I can choose which people to bring on and hang out with all the time and experience life with,
that's integral. That's everything. Yeah. So through my entrepreneurial journey, it's been like kind of rough because I have friends. A lot of my friends that I have now are like dudes that I grew up with, right? So like we went to college, obviously had different like friend groups or whatever, but at the end of the day, we all came back together and hang out. But a lot of, I guess, our goals or our lifestyle choices and stuff like that don't really align or weren't aligning. So I had to kick out a lot of people out of my life. And then, yeah, like coming to different events like this and going to places, like Heather said it the other day, she's like so happy that we get to choose the people that we like want to work with, or like we get to work with, like it's important to have people that you want to work with and that you align with in order to do like good work, right? So what's some long-term goals for Hair Strong. Do you have other ideas for products that you want to do?
I always have ideas.
Yeah.
My ability to execute them is not there yet because it's just still getting the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you drop it? Not yet.
It's in the works. I don't want to drop it till I get it.
That's exciting. Yeah.
I want to say I'm going to do it. I want to say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I won't drop it yet. I'm listening to it.
Well, let me ask you this then, real quick. How do you get in the rooms?
I like to help people. And whenever I help people, they tend to hold back or want to hold back, which is super nice.
Have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Not all of it.
Not all of it?
But I understand the basic concept. I just have to be nice to people.
Yeah.
If you have the chance to make someone's life better, why not do it?
Yeah. She did it to us. She sent me a book by Alex Hormozi, $100 Million Leads.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite books.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was awesome. Yeah.
To be honest, and then I have a lot of people who have supported me throughout this journey that tell me about the classes that
That's so cool. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people just want like shit handed to them and like give, like they want an opportunity just like thrown at them, or like they see somebody else get an opportunity, they're like, why does that person get it and I don't get it? And a lot of times it is because other people are willing to do shit for free and willing to help other people out. I tell like a lot of my kids all the time, and I've told like her this too, is that the best thing you can do when you're young is try to get in those secret doors that other people can't. The way you do that is by networking. And when you're networking with people, networking is a superpower, I think, right? When you're networking with people, the best thing that you can do is ask, how can I help you? How can I help?
Or yeah. Even better, I don't know if you do this, but like, if you know who's going to be there beforehand,
yeah.
Like, you already know what you can help them.
Yeah.
And just say, hey,
truth.
I can do this for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Has there been a lot of times that you've done that?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I overthink things a lot, so that stops me from doing that sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
What do you overthink? Like, what's the... Take me through Nicole's head conversations. Yeah. 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 How'd you get that mindset? There's so many people that won't take the first step to like have a conversation with somebody because they're being scared to be told no, right? And I had to get over that for a long time too, by the way, especially with content, right? Because I'm talking to people and it's like, this person has 300,000 followers. Why would they ever want to talk to me? But it's like, yeah, if you don't even make the ask, you don't have the opportunity for them to say yeah. Yeah.
5 years down the line, and I ask myself this question: if 5 years, is this going to matter if they say no? Are you going to remember this? Or is this, well, could it matter if they said yes? Like, would you still want it? And that's what keeps me to pursue that opportunity. And the thing that you just mentioned about, oh, why would they ever say yes to me? They have this many followers. I wanted to get out of the habit of saying no to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, I'm so done letting myself down. I've gone through heartbreak. I've gone through so many rejections. I'm not going to be that person to reject myself.
Dude, that's deep. I never thought about it like that. That's crazy. Yeah. Holy shit. Because I think that, yeah, I think mentally I have actually done that, like that math, right? Where it's like, I'm sick just with this. Like, I'm sick of not doing exactly what I want to do, right? That's the same thing. Wow. That's wild. Is there like a book that you got that from or something?
It may have been a quote. I read a lot. So my social media scroll for inspirational motivational quotes and
yeah, you're always reposting that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think one day it just said, like, stop saying no to yourself. Stop assuming that other person wants to do it. Let them say no for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Wow, dude. Okay. That I think that that's a really good spot to end it, actually. I love that. That's amazing. Who are, like, two people here that you want to meet? You don't know? Who are two people that you are gonna meet? Put it out in the air. Give it to God right now. Who do you want
to
meet? Who are you gonna
meet?
Dude, she walked right past us before. Just grab her arm. Yeah. It needs help. Okay. If she walks by, we're going to make it happen. We'll talk to her. Yeah. All right. Cool. Sweet. Well, hey, Nicole, thanks so much for sitting here, chilling with me and talking about Hairstrong. Why don't you give a little, like, shout out for your social medias and stuff, even though you have a much bigger platform than we do, but... Heck yeah, dude. Like, subscribe, do all that. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Peace out. Goodbye.